I'm from Chicago. I worked for an agency for several years with limited opportunities for promotion. One day, feeling restless at work, I saw 6 jobs posted for management. All of the jobs were out of state. I applied for all 6. I was stunned when I was contacted to come for an interview in Austin, Texas. I was the only applicant from out of town. 2 weeks later, I was offered the job. I accepted. The news spread like wildfire. People came to congratulate me, but with reservations. A white female director talked to me about the South and asked, did I really want to work down there? Some people asked if I was scared. Now I started to doubt my choice. I discussed it with my grandmother, who encouraged me to go, but to be very careful. I arrived in Austin in 1991. My new director gave me an overview of Texas. Some people referred to me as a Yankee, but I told them I was from the Midwest, not the East Coast. One night, I was driving home late, about 1 a.m., when my car died on I-35. I was in a panic. A red truck pulled over and parked behind my car. A white man walked slowly towards my car. He asked, in a slow southern drawl, Miss, do you need some help? I stammered, no, I'm okay. He started walking away, but then turned back towards me. I was terrified. Visions of the Klan, rednecks, and racists flashed before me. He came back to the car. Miss, it's late. How do you plan to get home? You can ride with us. I was scared and tired. I agreed and walked back to his truck. I met his wife. I gave him directions to my house and prayed. I sat in the front with them. They were friendly and drove me home. He refused to accept any money from me. He walked me to my door like a perfect gentleman. They waved goodbye and drove off. That act of kindness is something I never forgot. They were good people who helped a person in need. After all, we're all a part of the human race.